It's just a pleasure to welcome back Bill Murphy from the Gold Antitrust Association. They're a watch group and hard on the heels, you might say, of the gold cartel. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
For how many years have we been scratching our heads, you know, pounding the table, things need to get better, and now over the past 12 weeks, this rate cut cycle caught a lot of investors off guard around the world. That's inflationary. Well, where should I allocate funds if the global economy is slowing down? Well, gold, silver have been in bargain sale prices for years. Tell us more.
Well, the entire gold market has changed, Chris. The gold cartel, as I call it, is losing control of what they've been doing. For 6 years, they had gold in a cage, and as you mentioned, 12 weeks ago, they started to move, and it's been on the move to the upside ever since. Every time the gold cartel attacks, the buyers are there ready and ready and come right back and take it back off. It's trading differently than it's ever traded in my lifetime, in my opinion, and I think it's extraordinary, and I think the surprise is going to be how fast gold goes up. It's a very exciting time. And
you know, if we look at the way the market has moved sharply higher, it's a page torn right out of the La Metropole playbook. Folks are just going to be stymied by how quickly this thing moves, and good news caught the sellers off guard. And now the public may be starting to slowly regain interest.
It's incredible how there's interest all over the world, but still here in the United States, it's very subdued.
Earning income in more affluent areas becomes more and more challenging. I think you'd agree. Over the past 2-3 decades, just maintaining the standard of living in a highly inflationary environment, plus, you know, we have record demand for real estate and things like that, it makes the cost of living relative to China, Russia, India, Africa. So people are looking for ways to boost that bottom line quickly. So what they're looking at, I think, and have been thinking about, are high-flying shares. But, you know, they come down as quickly as they go up. Precious metals, they hold their value. What do you see going forward here? Do you really into the rate cutting cycle? You think they mostly follow rates. So what's the main thing on your radar screen?
Rates were not too much different 3 years ago. It didn't mean a thing for gold. Of course, now they made new lows, and you've got the historic low in the 30-year bond and the inverted yield curve and all that stuff. But the real key here, honestly, in my opinion, is that the gold cartel has run out of enough physical gold to meet soaring demand, and they had this gold all these years, and the game's over. And people don't realize, if I might say, how artificially low the gold and silver prices have been. And now finally, after the gold making the move in the last couple of weeks, silver's beginning to catch fire. And there's an incredible battle right now at 1520 gold, which is very clear, and 1720 silver. It's really something to watch. These are key critical levels for both. And I think once they're cleared, look, if silver can get through 1750, it's gonzo, in my opinion. At 21 is the real key, as I've told you many times or mentioned to you many times. The gold market is just, people want in, as you mentioned it, negative, and they're going to have to, you know, step on the gas again to revive things. There's certainly the sinking rates are saying things aren't so good. So it's a very exciting time, and again, the United States gold was so bad for so long and other assets were rising so much, people just gave up on it. And that all has to be rekindled, and it will.
You know, I think another interesting component here, you know, the BIS announced that they were changing the reserve requirements. Now, I know I've mentioned this on the show a lot lately, but I think it's important also to note that as the big central banks and the Bank of International Settlements and all the huge deep pockets, you know, make these announcements and start to make these fundamental shifts in the way they view precious metals more as almost a liquid currency. They're sending a text message, an SMS message directly to portfolio managers and pension fund managers and all these other folks. And that sort of, as you pointed out, I think correctly, slowly works its way through the mainstream, you know, that, wait a minute, we forgot the key component to a safe, solid portfolio, and it's selling at bargain prices. Silver is still over 80, 85 to 1 on the gold to silver ratio. What a bargain there. Let's talk about AG. I mean, this is undoubtedly most important, I think, an industrial precious metal, as long as we don't include copper. You know, palladium only has, I think, a handful of uses. Silver has tens of thousands of uses. And the irony of it is it's inelastic demand, right? Because not only do you have a relatively inelastic supply, but you have a nearly vertical demand curve. When things really get tight in that market, meaning one Warren Buffett, 85-1 on the gold to silver ratio, that might look nice in my billion-dollar portfolio. Tell us more about silver.
I think 85 would look good. No, I think it's 88. You're absolutely right. And my opinion, it's just an opinion, has been that gold, the physical market, was drying up on the bad guys and it would take off. And that's exactly what's happened. And that eventually silver is going to follow because there isn't that tightness yet. But all of a sudden, as you're talking about, people are going to scramble to get it. And the industrial users are going to buy it up because they want to make sure they got it at a decent price. And silver is going to go ballistic. I mean, it ought to be about 25 or 26 right now instead of this pitiful 1720, and it's coming, and it's probably going to happen very fast. There's no market like silver, as you well know, that moves higher faster when it's ready to go. And J.P. Morgan has had it under total control for 8 years, and that is going to end. I don't know how they're going to play that out. I keep asking people, what do you think J.P. Morgan's going to do? And nobody really has an answer. You know, do they have the physical silver? Are they going to cover? Are they going to betray their other colleagues, because the silver open interest is still sky high. It's 100,000 contracts more than it was when silver went to 50. So it's a very exciting time, and it's I think we're getting very close to having commercial signal failures in both gold and silver, in which the commercials have to surrender, and it's very exciting.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? GoldSeek has just some of the greatest folks in the industry. They really contribute their time to us to help build this show and to educate our listeners. You'd probably agree that the gold crowd is bifurcated. Okay, on the one side, you have Gatta, Chris Powell, Bill Murphy's, and many, many others, Chris Martinson, and so many of the great folks who have sided with Gatta.org. There's something just doesn't smell right in the state of precious metals. There's just too much manipulation and scheming that one of our major money lending banks, which will remain nameless, and they are controlling silver, especially behind the scenes. Can you give us a back of the envelope, easy to digest, just synopsis, overview? If you were asked to speak, keynote speaker, what you think is going on there?
Well, it's probably something I would have said 20 years ago, honestly, Chris, in the sense of the gold cartel is the U.S. government, the Fed, and the Treasury, and you've got the BIS, other central banks, bullion banks, to manipulate the gold price. And they've had different strategies over the years. And was in terms of J.P. Morgan, for example, which I mentioned, came in to rig the silver price all these years. And that's what they've done. And this is, as I mentioned earlier, this is in a process of finally changing after a total drought. And it's something that most people don't want to get into. They're afraid of the money and power behind this, what's going on. The press won't touch it with a 10-foot pole in general. And it's going to be one of the biggest scandals of all time, because when gold and silver explode, like I think they will, people are going to want to have answers. How can this have happened? Why are gold and silver doing this? And Gatta can explain it. And it's going to be it is about time after what we've endured these past years because of the bad guys. There's no reason for the gold and silver to be at these pitifully low prices. As I mentioned maybe before, gold's made highs in 73 countries, all-time highs. And here you've got silver at 17. I mean, are you kidding me? It's just awful, and it's changing, and that's the good news, and it's going to be very exciting.
You know, I mean, yes, relative to where it should be, had every opportunity, Bill Murphy, to slam these markets as they, remember, they hovered for almost a month near break even after the big first leg. And when you see it hold and then break out again, as we did last week, that's got all the hallmarks. Anybody who's watched the tape, the financial world, like any industry, but I think maybe more so than others, is very much an insider clique. You know, you don't go against the prevailing tide without, you know, losing some of the network perks that you're used to receiving in any industry. And I think it's clear the general idea was stay away from gold and silver. And I just want to wrap up today's discussion maybe with that idea that now that they've put the signal out there that, hey, you know what? We're changing our minds on gold and silver. It's time to start picking it up. That's a really important sea change that I hope everyone else wakes up to now.
Quite close attention to what's going on here and how different, as you're mentioning, that the trading has become. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. And every time they attack gold and silver, it comes right back. And this is totally different. And when you get guys like my old friend Ray Dalio and Paul Tudor Jones talking about gold, it's attracting a lot of attention for the right reason. These guys are very smart and make fortunes. It's all coming together. And as you mentioned, it's been a slug for a long time now. And it's going to be very exciting. And the U.S. general public is still not there. I mean, there's no premiums in gold and silver right now. I mean, there's more sellers among the public than buyers. It's extraordinary. And this is a setup for an explosion, and that's what I see coming.
What do you say, though, about people who are concerned that if the stock market continues its upward trajectory, that that could at least put off the explosion that you're referring to?
Gold's made its move without the dollar doing anything, and stock market really is not that far from all-time highs. It's had a rough day yesterday, but, I mean, it's still, you know, way up there. I mean, the real key is the gold cartel is running out of physical supply to do what they've done for 6 to 8 years. That's the key. And that's what, if I might suggest, people need to understand.
You spoke in front of Congress, did you not?
But we were down there, and I met with old Speaker Hastert and Ron Paul and some other people, and went to the different departments in Congress. We didn't speak publicly, but we've been there 3 or 4 or 5 times, and I remember going to see Bart Shilton, who unfortunately was a great guy. He died, many people know, and he was a CFTC guy, and we made a big effort to get to Washington and, you know, give them our 2 cents about what's going on, but you realize that the power behind all of them is just too much for any of them to deal with.
Exactly. Yeah, no, Ron Paul, just the best. Graciously, you know, giving us time for the show here as well, recent guest on the show. All right, Bill Murphy at La Metropole Cafe, gotta.org. You've got to bookmark both sites. All right, Bill Murphy, gotta.org and La Metropole Cafe. Maybe just a quick overview of the services you provide.
Well, I try, you know, I write about the gold and silver markets every day and put financial news in my commentary, and I have some other people that contribute, like James McShirley does a fantastic job. He probably knows more about futures than anybody out there. And Chris does a great job with Gotta.org and is on top of the situation, too, and gets the Gotta message out there to whoever he can. And we're fighting the good fight. One day it's going to be a big deal, probably when the gold and silver markets blow up. But it's an exciting time.
You've certainly kept the lights on, you know, with interest in this in the area. And I'd also just give a quick hat tip to your colleague. We appreciate all you all do. All right, Bill Murphy, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Anytime.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. GoldSync.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Apmex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals, distributed ledger, and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold. GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice. Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity, craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly, just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange and in the US MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.